Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
What does upset me is the price of cooking oil. It's interesting. We were actually having that conversation at home last night. My wife is involved, and my wife and son run a bakery, and they were saying the impact on the cost of cooking oil on each product that they make is significant. And it's actually unbelievable the way in which that now is going to start impacting on the cost of food. Mervyn Abrahams is the program coordinator at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity. Good morning, Mervyn. How are you doing?
Good morning to you, Howard, and good morning to all your listeners.
So should we be worried about the price of cooking oil?
Well, Howard, the price of cooking oil has been steadily increasing for some time now. When we look, for instance, at our index and what has averaged for us across the five cities where we track, then we see that a 5 liter of cooking oil has increased over the past year by about 37% and showed a very, very steep increase between February and March by about 3%. So that takes a 5 liter of cooking oil from 146 Rand 29 to 150 Rand 81. But when you do go into the stores, particularly around Durban, I mean, that's where I live, and so that's where I go to, I'm seeing cooking oil for 5 liters at about, you know, 178, 180 Rand. And this is all subsequent to when we collected our data, which is in the first week of each month. Mm. So we expect that next month we will see a massive spike in the price of cooking oil. And of course, this is a knock-on effect on other things as well. It has a knock-on effect on, for instance, how people cook their food. It has a knock-on effect on things like margarine and so on as well. So it is concerning. We don't know exactly what the reason for this spike is, other than, of course, sunflower raw materials come largely to South Africa via Russia, Ukraine. So it probably has something to do with that. But on the other hand, we are also concerned that the cooking oil that is being sold currently at retail level are probably stock that has been produced well before the Ukraine-Russia conflict. And so there is a question as to whether retailers are artificially increasing prices.
Which is really just so appalling, because then they're going to take advantage and do that again when the actual price increases legitimately, I would imagine.
Yeah. So I mean, I know that, for instance, well, we know that the Competition Commission has just announced that they will be instituting a market evaluation research around fresh produce, which of course is very welcome. But there are other things that also need to be kept an eye on, particularly cake flour, which has also increased by about 7% between February and March. We also have seen an increase in the price of bread between February and March of about 3%. So all of these do have a major impact on the shopping bill of low-income households.
It's really very, very worrying. Is there any way that this can be mitigated or prevented? Is there any way that we can look more local? How long will that take to?
Well, that's quite difficult because you know, we do, South Africa doesn't produce enough wheat, so we do have to import. We do not produce enough sunflower, so we do have to import. So some of these things, you know, are really beyond our control. But we, you know, and when the global prices increase, and we have seen, I mean, the evidence is clear that the global commodity prices of wheat and sunflower and so on has increased. So there is not much we can do to make much changes to that, other than to keep an eye on unscrupulous retailers who might be increasing prices just because the narrative is out that the Russia-Ukraine conflict is going to increase food prices. Mm. So that is something that, that we believe that the Competition Commission should also keep an eye on, in addition to their research on the fresh produce market.
In other words, what we really do have to do, and it's not just, I think, for the Competition Commission, it's for each and every one of us, is to hold our suppliers accountable, hold the retailers accountable, and don't just accept increased prices because they can. It is 8:41. Yes. We do need to leave it there. Mervyn Abrahams, Program Coordinator at the Pieter Maritzburg Economic and Justice and Dignity. Have you noticed an increase in costs? I'd love to hear from you. 34519 or 0618951019. 8:41, I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.